Let's hand them a mighty hand clap. You clap for the dancers a mighty hand clap. Now let's clap for the instrumentalists. Add them a mighty hand clap. Now we want to clap for the Father and the Holy Spirit who have led us the dancings. You thank him who gave us these wastes. He formed the waist very well. You give an applause to him. He's a mighty hand cloud. Tell them thank you for guiding us. You use our waists very well. As we praise you, as we worship you, as we thank you, as we glorify you. Thank you. We've not been dancing in the bars, neither on the streets, but unto you, right on your throne, Father, right on your throne, Jesus, unto you, the Holy Spirit, we've danced for. Let's request the dancers to take their seats. As you two sit down, you prepare your book, you prepare your Bible. Prepare your pen. Prove that it writes very well. Just as a disciple of our Lord Jesus. And as one committed to words to teach others, you show us your faithfulness. Because in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1-2, these words commit with the faithful people. People and they are faithful. Those who will teach to others. But these faithful people, one of what they are faithful, we commit them to. There are people who have Bibles very well and they mark and perceive things well and they fulfill Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 18 and they are sat in the council of God's words and they perceive them well and they mark them. They write them right in their books. And they have understood marking them very well. And they understand them. Jeremiah 23 verse 22. That they may teach them to others. Those are faithful servants you've had commit to the faithful people. Both Matthew chapter 25. He said, where is that faithful servant whom his master will find? That faithful servant and his wife, and he has wisdom in the word whom the master will find, giving those of his household rightful food, food of the word, and they have not experienced the thirsty neither the anger, spoken in Amos chapter 8 verse 11-12, that there will be famine and thirsty. It's not of eating food, not of drinking water, but hearing the word of God. Now we can stop that word when we make all nations disciples. We fulfill Matthew 28 verse 18-20, when you have been given power in heaven and earth, now go and make all nations disciples, baptize them
commandment in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them all I commanded, for I'm together with you up to the end. The only way we can keep Christ be with us to the end is to make all nations disciples. Teach them all that He commanded us. What takes Him from our midst and it denies He's never known us, as in Matthew 7, 21-24, that many will come before Him saying, that my Lord, the Lord.
For
anyone say, my Lord, O Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
But
many will come saying, we cast demons, we healed the sick, we raised the dead, we gave prophecy in your name. And He said, depart from me, I have never known you. Depart from me, you rebellious people, I have never known you. You did not do what my Father wants.
Now,
our Lord Jesus cannot be with us
if we
refuse to make all nations disciples.
Hallelujah.
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 So tulina okusigala kumulamwa.
So we have.
Tulina okusigala kumulamwa.
We have to remain on track.
Ogw'okufuula amawanga gonna abayigirizwa.
Of making all nations disciples. Hallelujah.
So twagala okulabika nga tweyongerayo.
So we want to move on.
Twagala tukomekereze NB eyomunana.
We want to conclude NB number 8.
Katundu kana akokutano.
This portion 5.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ebigambo ebyokusaka ennyo omwoyo.
What to put special attention.
Mukuyitibwa kwa Katonda lya mawanga gonna.
In God's worldwide call.
Okusinzira mu ggwanga lyaffe. Africa, Uganda.
Investing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eranga ensonga etunuliddwa ennyo.
And this reason we looked at most.
Katonda yambi kuli olugendo lw'eggulu.
That God revealed me the heavenly journey.
Katonda yambi kuli ekitabo ky'okujjukiza.
That God revealed me the book of remembrance.
Okuyita mu lugendo lw'eggulu olwatambulira mu Bible.
Passing through the heavenly biblical journey.
Okumala emyaka musanvu.
For 7 years.
Kuva mwaka gwa 2005.
From there to 2005. Up to 2011, in series of divisions, the trans or transfiguration, in series of divisions, the dreams, the trans or transfiguration, as what else? Or you call it teleportation?
Samimu,
the famim,
awamu ne yurim,
even the yurim,
entambula ezomwoyo,
the spiritual transports.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eranga twasoko okulabika nga tulambufuzi.
And we first appear to see in the summary
ebikwatagana entambula zino ezomwoyo.
What concerns the spiritual transports?
Okuli okwolesebwa.
Where there is the vision,
ebiroto,
the dreams,
okukyusibwa,
the trance,
azotals,
azotals.
Obaji the teleportation.
Or teleportation.
Okuri somemo.
Where there is the thamim.
Ne yurim.
And the urim.
Eranga twara ebyandikibwa ng'ekitabo ky'Okubalisula 12.
And we saw scriptures like Numbers chapter 12.
Orunyiri orw'omukaaga.
Verse 6.
Awamu ne Yobu esura ey'amakumi abiri.
Even Job chapter 20.
Orunyiri orw'omunaana.
Verse 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we were
told that death is not a spiritual transport.
It's
not a transport through which we go visit God in heaven. But
it's
an angel of death. One who unclothes spirits from the bodies of this earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
this one, we saw him, Revelation chapter 6, verse
8.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I saw one sitting on the pale horse, And his name is called death. And hell follows him from behind.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we saw that there's none of the prophets, neither of the apostles, one who passed through death, to be visited by God or to visit God, but through the spiritual transports.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All those were able to understand them and we pass them in the summary.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. After we finished, we began to get explained why this journey was moved through the Bible. To be able to reveal us the origin of the Bible, right from above all the heavens, right from the everlasting. Right from the everlasting
unto
the everlasting Father, one who began with his word, one we know as Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, right above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end. Scriptures as Matthew 24, verse 35.
And
they say, heavens and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away, because it comes right from the everlasting. When you look to other scriptures like Revelation 14, verse 6 up to
8,
and I saw an angel fly in the mid heavens, having the everlasting gospel, to reach to clans, nations, and tribes. Now, on the Holy Scriptures, they are called the everlasting gospel, because they came from the everlasting unto God the Father, one who began with his word, one we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The second, the heavenly journey still was moved through the Bible to be able to explain us the reality of the Bible. The reality of the Bible. And the reality of the Bible. Because it speaks things which were, those which are, even those going to come. And when it speaks things which were, there are those which were there before creation of heavens and earth happened, right above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, to reach in the everlasting.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To
reach into the everlasting. And when we read Genesis 1 verse 1,
at
the beginning God created heavens and earth. It means we go back before creation happened and we go to the beginning. And when we seek for the beginning, we find we've gone back above all the heavens, as Ephesians chapter 4
verse
9 up to 10, he says that when we descended in lower parts, the one who passed through all the heavens, now passing through all the heavens, because you go back above all the heavens, the beginning and the end, before our creation happened, there, the Father, the one we know as God the Father, even God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, that's where they base to create. And Bible speaks much on things which were before creation happened, above all the heavens, the beginning and the end, reaching into the everlasting of God.
We
even begin to get explained the heavenly journey. Still we shall pass through the Bible to move us up to there. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when it
explains of things which are, from creation of heavens and earth, and the fullness.
It
speaks from creation of heavens and earth and their fullness
with
the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of ages.
It's
the passing away of heavens and earth which are today. It speaks all those.
Hallelujah.
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 So ate bweyogera kubigendo kujja.
And when it speaks of things going to come, it speaks when heavens and earth have passed away. And the entire heavens and earth, they have passed away. And we head on to the new heavens and the new earth. Those found above all the heavens. At the beginning and the end, to enter the everlasting. That's why in Revelation 21, the verse
1,
and I saw the new heavens and the new earth. And I saw the entire new heavens and the new earth. Because the first heaven and the earth, they had passed away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, chitegeza,
so it means
that in
the midst as we move this heavenly journey, moved in the Bible, what is to explain us all those territories?
But
God moved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So after we saw reality of the Bible, again we moved to see the truth of the Bible. Heavenly journey. Heavenly biblical journey was moved in the Bible to be able to explain the truth of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The truth of the Bible, first of all,
Jesus
Christ, our Lord, in Him are things in the entire heavens and all the earth. Right from creation unto those visible and the invisible. Because from His fullness, all things of heavens and earth, even besides lies and the acts of lies, it is sin and its wage, which is death.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when we read in John 1 verse 16, he said, because from His fullness we all were given grace for grace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Him, things in the heavens and the earth, besides the lies and the works of lies, they are the sins. And the wage of sin is death. They are ones which are not gotten from Him. And when reading the John chapter 15, in the verse 1 and 2, our Lord Jesus, and He says, I am the true vine, and My Father is the gardener. All you are branches. We all in the heavens and earth, besides lies, we all from His fullness we are given.
And
that's why Colossians chapter 1, starting from verse 16 up to 20, it shows things in the heavens and earth. All they are in Him, Jesus Christ.
Things
in the heavens and the earth. And that's the way they were written in the Bible. Besides lies. Because we heard John chapter 8, verse 44, and He says that you
are of your father Satan. For right from the beginning is the murderer. And you want to fulfill the works of your father. For so he is the murderer.
He
is the liar. Father of all liars.
Hallelujah.
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 When he speaks lies, he speaks what comes from his. It means lies came right from Satan. We shall move to know how they began. Then most in James chapter 1.
But
Satan first conceived the pregnancy of lusts.
Yes.
When he lusted, he began lies within him. After he had lost, he got what he would lust over to lie getting them. Yes. How would lie to become God?
For
one who desires to be God, got a way he deceives man and creations including angels. After having those lies, he got the pregnancy of sin. The sin of becoming God. And that's what he entered into man. In Genesis chapter 3. And he tells man that if you eat of that tree, you will be like God. And people always say, but the sin of Adam, what is that sin? The sin of Adam wanting to become God. That's the sin we committed. Yet it began in Satan. Now those words as they are, just as I told you, we shall keep moving, put emphasis on them. In God's worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But when
you
look to the truth of the Bible, we understood that God the Father, He is the base of truth, the base of truth, that of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because
in Him are things of the new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens at the beginning and the end. To reach the everlasting, where he began with his word. And when we read in John chapter 17, in verse 3, he said that this is eternal life, to know the one true God and Christ Jesus he sent. And we know that the Father is indeed truth. And if you pass through truth, that began on by Christ Jesus. In him are things in the heavens and earth. Those written in this book, the Bible. You move ahead above all the heavens. And you enter into the Father. According to how we saw in John chapter 14, verse 6. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father except they pass through me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To reach to the Father, the Father is found above all the heavens. And to reach there, you pass through the entire heavens and earth.
You
pass through all the earth and the entire heavens, which make up fullness of Christ, to go above all the heavens. That's why in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6, he says that one God, Father of all, who is above all, he works in all and he passed through all.
So,
able to go above all the heavens where he is, you pass through all the earth, you pass through all the heavens which make up the body of Christ, and you go above all the heavens. Then Ephesians 4 says, verse 9 and 10, that one who descended in the lower parts of the earth, the one who ascended, passed through all the heavens and he went above all the heavens and came back with revelation. Revelation 1 verse 1. Say the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom God gave him and revealed it to John, sending him his angel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But we saw that even the Spirit is a spirit of truth. Yes. That of truth of the entire Bible. For is one who gathered it. He gathered all truth that in the Father, right from above all the heavens, and truth that which is in Christ, which seek of things in the heavens and earth. And we read of him in John chapter 14 verse 16 to 17, that he is the spirit of truth. And we saw in Isaiah 34 verse 16 that we seek in the book of the Lord and read, none will lack its mate, for his spirit gathered. Yes. None will lack its mate, for the mouth of the Lord commanded and his spirit gathered. He gathered truth of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finished there and we saw the way of the Bible, the way of the Bible, that the heavenly journey was moved in the Bible, be able to get explained the way of the Bible, the way the Bible was gotten from the everlasting above all the heavens, in the beginning and the end, to be brought into heaven, gotten from heaven its copy, to bring it on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And all those, we saw that the Holy Spirit is chief in that. We saw that God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, he came with this book from above all the heavens, and he came it with it in heaven. He gave it to the Holy Spirit, who put it in the covenant box. And he was commanded to keep getting copies from there, sending it on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We saw many things. Most of all, when we saw
2
Peter chapter 1, in the verse 19, up to verse 21,
the
prophets have spoke what they wanted, but they spoke as they were led by the Holy Spirit. They spoke what came from God as they were led by the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When
we saw 2 Samuel 23, verse 1 and 2,
said the
Spirit of the Lord was upon me. The word of the Lord was upon my tongue. Now the Holy Spirit, he works with the holy angels, the holy ones of God on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They got from the Bible of heaven, and they made a copy of it on the earth. And we saw as in Daniel 10, verse 19 to 21,
and
Gabriel told prophet Daniel, I'll tell you what's noted in the scriptures of truth. Thus we're able to see in summary the way of the Bible. When the heavenly journey was moved in the Bible, to be able to reveal the way of the Bible. The way Bible came from the everlasting unto God the Father, above all the heavens,
was
brought in the heavens and the earth which are today,
was
brought in the heaven which is today, and they made a photocopy from there, and it was brought on the earth. We shall keep moving to know, as we move on with God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda,
wakati nga tuitiddwa okudda eri Katonda omulamu.
The midst as we come to return to the living God.
Wakati
in the midst
nga Katonda ayita muwanga gonokola nayo omulimu ogusembe okusema zinga wese.
God calls all nations work with him in the final work on this earth.
Wakati nga Katonda tusako okuyitibwa okwenjawulo.
In the midst God reach on us his special calling.
Okumwegattako
to join on him.
Okutukiriza enteekateeka ina mutayike semba yo
kusi. To fulfill his mega last agenda on the earth.
Yokuzo obujja ebintu byonna.
Of refreshing all things.
Okusingira ddala okuzza ebikolo by'abatume ne bannabbi.
Most restore act of prophets and apostles.
Era wakati nga Katonda atuyita okumwegattako.
The midst God call us to join on him.
Mukampaign.
In campaign.
Eyokola okuddizibwa obujja.
And do revival.
N'okuzza obujja okw'ebintu
byonna. And restoration of all things.
Ebyomugune kunsi.
Of heavens and earth.
Manyi bwenga bwe byali.
They know the way they were. The way they should be.
Era nga bibeere emirembe
n'emirembe. And the way they will be forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Natuita mu kitabu kino ekyo kujukiza.
As we pass through this book of remembrance, which was revealed in heavenly journey. Right now which we see of well.
Wasobodde.
We were able
okulaba ensonga eyokutaano.
To see the fifth reason.
Lwaki olugendo lw'eggulu ata mu Bible.
Why the heavenly journey was moved in the Bible.
Okusobola okunyonyolwa obulamu bwa Bible.
To be able to get explained the life of the Bible. Yes.
Obulamu bwa Bible.
The life of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Obulamu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The life of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Era nga twasobodde okutegeera.
And we were able to understand
nti Bible ey'omuggulu.
That the Bible of heaven.
Terina mpapula.
It has no papers.
Ngezo eno y'okuse.
Like this copy of this earth.
Nayo omubiri ogw'omwoyo.
But the spiritual body.
Era empapula ez'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And papers of the Holy Spirit.
Era n'ebigambo byayo.
Even its words.
Si bya bwino.
They are not of ink.
Byandikwa na pen y'omuwandiisi.
They are not written with the writer's pen.
Naye nomukko ogw'obulamu.
But with the breath of life.
Ogw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
That of the Holy Spirit.
Okuyita mu ngalo y'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Passing through the finger of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Binyo bye twasobodde okusoma.
There are many things we are able to read.
Era ntutegeezebwa.
And we were told.
Nti Bible nene y'okusi.
That the Bible even this of this hour.
Tujuweereza amunyo.
We don't minister the letter within it.
Naye omwoyo.
But the Spirit.
Naye Katonda kitaffe.
And it is God the Father.
Katonda kigambo gatumanye ng'omwana.
The word we know as the Son and God the Holy Spirit. Those who speak most in this Bible and the creations, they are given chance to speak to pass it through office of Holy Spirit. When we saw 1 Corinthians chapter 3 the verse 6 and 7 that we don't minister the letter for the letter kills but we minister the Spirit. The Spirit is what brings life. And in John, chapter 6, verse 63, he tells us, the words he said to us, they are spirit and they are life. So we are able to know many things.
And
we shall keep always to know. Yes. In the midst of God's worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda. As we work with God in his final work on the earth. The work of restoring all, refreshing all things. We shall remain explain those which are given in the summary. But on this day, we began summary of the heavenly journey. Yes. The summary of the heavenly journey. Remember the book of remembrance. It was revealed in the heavenly journey. But all along we had not handled it. We first handled the spiritual transports.
And
reason why people move through the Bible. We've come on the summary of the heavenly journey. Yes. Summary of the heavenly journey. First of all, the heavenly journey. It's my journey and your journey. It's the journey of all creations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You
said we see the summary of the heavenly journey that you always first know. The first thing that the heavenly journey, it's my journey and your journey. It's a journey of spirits of all creations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's my journey and your what? The heavenly journey. It's my journey and your journey. The journey of spirits of all creations. We shall keep explaining it unto all nations in the worldwide call. A person to understand it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you read 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7, he says like this.
1
Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
Kubanga tetwaleta kintu munsi, kubanga era tetuyinza kujja mu kintu.
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Yes.
Because
we brought nothing in this world,
we
shall get nothing out of it. We came and we have to move out of this world. Every creation which comes on this world, it is in the heavenly journey. That's why I have told you that the heavenly journey, it's my journey and your journey. Journey of spirits of all creations.
That's why
in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7, that we brought nothing and we shall go back with nothing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It means that
somewhere we came from, we have to go back there. We are in that same journey. We all creations on this earth, right from children of men, all of them, and the humans, no one tells them that there is a journey they are into.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And them, they don't know them as them where they come from and where are they going to. It will be upon us in the worldwide call to explain to all nations where we came from and there where we go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, it shows we came from heaven and we have to go back there. Philippians chapter 3, verse
20.
For our citizenship is in heavens, for which also we look for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. For our citizenship is in heaven, where we await our Savior, Jesus Christ, to come from.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I
say in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7, that we brought nothing on this world and we shall go back with nothing. I've shown you the somewhere we came from. But in Philippians chapter 3, Philippians 3 verse 20, he
says
our citizenship is in heaven. It's our territory. One cannot attach you on the territory and say your home is this area and you've never been there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Those territories, they are not territories of flesh and blood. They are territories of our spirits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All our spirits were gotten from there. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7, the body has to go back to the dust. It's territory where it came from.
But
you as spirit original in that body, you have to go back home in heaven.
Have
to align, see that you reach there. All you nations, all you children of men, still all your creations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read we here. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse
7.
Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Yes. You have to know this body of flesh. It will go back to the dust.
As
Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 2. Verse 6-7. The body was made from the dust. It will go back. But our spirits, they are in the journey. You, the inner man. Here is where I want it. You separate yourself. You separate yourself. Separate the outward man, flesh and blood. It's destiny. It's in the dust.
But
you are spirit original in this body. You have our home where you have to go back.
Hallelujah.
I want to totally separate yourself in this journey. We have the outward man, flesh and blood.
It's
destiny is in the dust.
But
we have you, the spirit.
Destiny.
Your destiny is in heaven. You have a journey.
It's
more than entering into the dust. Even though we're all nations, they have not been told this journey. But the book of remembrance, till it's come to all nations, to remind us the same journey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
According to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16, he says like this.
2
Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16,
for
which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Brethren, this outward man, flesh and blood, he came from the dust. Him, he has to faint and age. Faints and ages. But the problem, you the original, the spirit, you have your journey. Being confused many years in the midst of this world. When you look into the camera, when you look into the mirror, you tell yourself, my hand. But you own it, you are inside the body.
And
you say, my face. And the owner, you are in there. But there is a confusion. We do not know the outward man. Though we fight much on him with much lotion, though we fight to refresh and renew the youth of him, destiny has to go back to the dust. Do not be confused by the body, neither its lusts. The lusts of the eyes, the lusts of the flesh, the pride of this life. For it does those, it heads to the end of death in the dust. But the problem which is, you as a spirit, when you check from this body, the acts you've done in this body, you have to go with them. They judge you as the acts of the flesh.
It's
someone still within a yellow shirt,
but
they choose them when they are clothing a white shirt now, and they removed the yellow shirt.
Now,
those have happened on us many generations under the sun. And the humans, they do not know their journey. And preachers on the world, who said to be ambassadors of God or ambassadors of heaven, they were told to send us. They were sent to tell us on this world that we are strangers here, and they have separate between the body and our spirits. They have not done that. And they have sought of cars and the houses, eating and drinking.
n'amadini mangi
even many religions they deceive us, we go in the dust, we are going to be buried. There is many lies in this world.
It,
no one reminds us the truth how it is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know whether you've understood me. I want you most to look to your spirits with carefulness. Because we have a journey we came from. And I tell you the heavenly journey. It's my journey and your journey. Even though God took me to move it, He sent me to remind it to you.
He
took me in the heavenly journey for your sake. For the children of men, those in the entire world, and in our generations, He wants to redeem many.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's finish here. 2 Corinthians 4:17.
For our light
affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Hey.
Yes. On the world, there are many things we pass through under the sun. But you as the Spirit, never betray yourself. For the things the body passed through, it has to, it has to end here. And the things all it does, it has to do them get tired to end here. That's why Jesus, when He calls us, in Matthew 11:29-30, you will read it and see.
He
gives us rest of our spirits, not of the bodies. The body has to get dead and die. There are many things you pass through and you cry, but your spirit, they are making glory for it. Move on, overcome the world. It is the last of this world, last of the eyes, the last of the flesh, and the pride of this life. Those are tests which are given you as the Spirit. In the midst, as you're given this body, that you work for your journey in heaven, you work out your salvation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But on this world, there are many lies. If God has not reminded us, religions, they lie and deceive us. Most, they tell us we go down in the ground. Others, we go to a purgatory.
And
they are not sure whether they are rich in heaven and how do they go there, in which heaven, the journey got a confusion and we are in that chaos. God has come to mark our way for us.
Amen.
Let's read the next verse.
2 Corinthians 4:18.
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Yes. You know, you've taken care much of things which are seen. And you make your hair. And you cut your forehead. And you cut off your nails. And you clothe very well on this body. But your spirit, you are filled with sorrow.
You've
committed sins it's going to carry when it checks from the body. Checking out, you will carry the unrighteousness of the body. You've not taken care of your spirit. Look to most of the things seen. The spirit, you original, the in man, you have abandoned yourself. First, most of us don't know ourselves. And in the midst of the world, many they go away like that and they don't know themselves. Most they think they are the bodies, but they discover it when they check from the body. Most who go for burial, they say, you escort the body of the late. Now this one was gone, but they have left their body to us. But things spoken by children of men, all they need to be reminded. For there are those who say, let's go escort the body of the late. But the others say that John died and we buried him. And you ask yourself, who died? And let's go bury the dead, the deceased. A person who is deceased, do they bury them? We go escort the deceased in the hell. A person who has gone, they cannot escort him. He's already gone. Can you escort someone who already has gone? When they find out, what are you doing? I'm escorting the other person who went 1 hour. Yeah, you mad? How do you escort the late person? The person who already left you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But in all, brethren, that aspect is broad. It's what most explains us between the outward man, flesh and blood, which does not inherit the kingdom of God. As
we
speak, 1 Corinthians 15:50-51.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we explain most the outward, the inward man, the spirit, even its soul. For the spirit, it has a soul, the heavenly body that it has to clothe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now trouble is here. Even creations which come on this world, all they have spirits. For when he speaks in James chapter 2, verse 26, he says like this. James chapter 2, verse 26.
Kubanga omubiri awatali mwoyo bwe gubanga gufudde era n'okukkiriza bwe kutyo awatali bikolwa nga kufudde.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yes. The body, anywhere you see a body, if it has not a spirit, it is dead.
It
everywhere you see where there is a body, whether of an insect or of a bird, for body is not one body. Those we shall see them. In 1 Corinthians 15:39-51. All body is not one flesh. There are different bodies.
In
them are spirits just as bodies of children of men. But I want to warn you, every day when you have a revelation of half, you speak that only. And you wait the fullness when it will come. For in 1 Corinthians chapter 13:9-11, he said, we give prophecy in portions, each one of us. But when the perfection will come, that portions will pass away. That's why this time, the Lord sent the full knowledge of God.
Amen.
The full knowledge of God. There's no more things of halves. We have our fellow minister.
He's
mostly known in Uganda, even in some nations. He unclosed the body some time back.
Yayitibwanga Saint Fuma Stephen.
He was called Saint Fuma Stephen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yasomesanga nyo ku mtu wa
Mungu. He always taught much on the inner man.
Na ye,
but
okubikulirwa kwe.
His revelation.
Wali kukoma wakati wa bana baba.
Ending in the midst of children of men.
Obula tekwage na mbutonde
buli. But it never went in all creations.
Obula boyagesa ako kuingira hiyo yagamba.
When he tried to enter there he said.
Mbutonde buli obula tebuina
myo. All the other creations have no spirits.
Chindo chichamba.
That thing is wrong.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kubanga bwa kugama mu Yakobo sura ya
2. When he tells you James chapter 2, verse 26.
Mchinga omubiri we gutamu moyo nga gufuti.
As the body without spirit is dead.
Nokukirizo okutaliko bikola kuba kufu.
Even faith without works it's dead.
Akulaga nti buli mubiri gonna we guli.
Everybody wherever it is.
Aguli mu nga mulamu.
And it is living.
Guli mu moyo.
In it is a spirit.
Kubanga gwanso.
Whether of an animal.
Kubanga biuka.
Whether insects.
Kubanga binyonyi.
Whether birds.
Binza kuba byenyanja.
They can be fish.
Miti jiri nayo mibiri
ngabiramu. Do they have bodies and they are living?
Ngakuchi ali mulamu.
And is still living?
Kuli no moyo gwo bulamu.
Has a spirit of life in it.
Banange.
Brethren.
Era abo bonna bali mu lugendo lukulimu.
All those are in the same journey we are in.
Tubula mu bulizi 12
musa yagambye. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7 says.
Ndomu bili neguda mutaka.
And the body goes back to the ground where it came from.
Ato moyo gude likatonde yakugaba.
Spirit goes back to God who gave it.
Buli yachini no moyo kuba gwino kudda mu lugendo.
A spirit has to go back in this journey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tubulanga mu bulizi sura yokusata.
That's why Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
Odwabili moro
verse 21.
Ngamandani amanyo bango moyo gwesoro gwe
kudda mutaka. Where the spirit of the animal goes back to the dust.
Ugwo muntu neguwambuka mukuru.
That of humans go back to heaven.
Soro zine emyo.
Animals have spirits.
Ubuka bilina.
Insects have
omoyo.
The spirit.
Tuliba tugusomako.
When we shall study of it.
Gwakore bwangusobola okuba mu mubiri gwonna.
It was made and
it size.
Can fit in any size of a body.
Tubula bomoyo gwo mwana omuto.
That's why the spirit of the young baby.
Guba gwenkana no gwo
omuntu. It is the same with the spirit of the old person.
Gwo gumagnifying ngugo bera omubiri
obunene bwagwo obuto. Can follow the size of the body and fit in it.
Obwamvu
the height or the shortness. In spirit of the short.
And
the tall they don't differ. Spirit of the fat and the small.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read Ecclesiastes, we see. Is the speed much? It's enough.
Omubulizi esuli yokusatu noli nyiriri olwabiri molumo.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 21.
Ani amanyi omoyo gw'abantu obanga guli nyamuguru. N'omoyo gw'insolo oba tinomoyo gw'insolo oba gukka wansi muttaka.
Who knows the spirit of man that goes upwards and the spirit of the beast that goes downwards to the earth? Yes.
N'amanyi esuli zine
emyo. Animals they have spirits. But because they do not know which one goes to heaven, which one goes to earth on the dust. The bad thing which is there, that the human spirit, appears very hard for it to go back to heaven. Because we sinned. And those who don't align themselves, heavens, they will not make it there.
But
spirits of all other creations, all of them, they have to enter glory of the sons of God. All of them go back. When they finish their works here,
these
words are very many.
Na ye,
but
in
Romans chapter
8,
21 or 22, speaks this on spirits of creations.
Romans chapter 8,
verse 21.
Ebitonde byennyini nabyo biriwe weddembe okuva mu kufugibwa okuvunda. Okuyingira mu ddembe ly'ekitiibwa ky'abaana ba Katonda.
Because the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Yes. They are given liberty, the creations. They unclothe their bodies. And they are given enter the glory of the children of God. When you enter glory of children of God, those called the angels,
when
you reach there, you don't find a pig. A pig is not there in heaven. All go back to glory of the sons of God. In Mark chapter 12, verse 25, they appear as angels there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've said like this, the heavenly journey, it's my journey and your journey, the journey of spirits of all creations, the journey we're going to teach nations all the days in God's worldwide call,
basing
in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But the problem on the children of men,
for
the sin we all committed in Adam, not all that they go back to heaven. Many spirits fall in hell. According to Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 10.
Temukabira maziga oyafa. Sote mumukungu bagira. Nemu mukabire nyenyini ya maziga o ya agenda. Kubanga tachada na te, sote lidaba nsiye wawe.
Weep not for the dead, neither bemoan him, but weep bitterly for him that goes away, for he shall return no more, nor see his native country.
Hey.
Yes. Don't cry for one who dies. The one who dies is the outward man, the flesh and blood. That, don't waste your time.
Destiny
that is its destiny no matter what you do.
But
weep for one who checks out the inward man, the spirit. My God. He may not go back to their home country.
According
to the acts they have been doing.
This
one we shall weep for. Woe unto this one. They have gone in a dangerous place. They have fallen in hell. This journey, this journey, heavenly journey, my journey and your journey, journey of spirits of all creations,
it
got a serious confusion. All these ambassadors say they are to be ambassadors of God. Those in religions, those in the different beliefs and in this salvation, they were not sent to tell us other things. There are ambassadors who are to put embassies of God on this earth.
The ministries.
These are the ministries, or that we call church, to tell us all this. And to reconcile creations, mostly children of men,
their
father who is in heaven, that they can go back there.
Well,
the question is asked. You read Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. And we say our Father in heaven. Even Luke chapter 11, verse 2. Father in heaven.
The
question would have been asked, we children, what are we doing on this world? And our Father is in heaven. Why are we on this world? If your Father is in America, why are you in Uganda? When your father is in Europe, why are you in Africa? What happened? But the good thing, ambassadors tell us what happened. All ambassadors, Satan enrolled them to his side. And they preached us food of the world. And they preached our bodies than preaching to we the spirits. When he speaks 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 up to 19, and the seven ambassadors of God, and we've been committed the word of reconciliation, we are here to reconcile you with that your Father in heaven.
And
this word of reconciliation, the Bible, this is a word of reconciliation. We
were
meant to preach you a line, get back to your Father. We go back home in heaven. But eat to the preach eatings from it, those of flesh and blood. There is much confusion. And that's why God has said there a worldwide call. We remind them all this.
Put
there the worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda. These main reasons as you hear of today. As he's told you. Jeremiah 22:10. Cry not for the one who dies, but weep bitterly for the one who goes away. That one delayed.
It's
not to go back to their home country. Our citizenship is in heaven. Philippians 3:20. Most don't go back there. The reason we're not giving them word of reconciliation. There is unrighteousness which caused us to be brought on this world. And we had to reconcile with the Father as we live it. This involved us first belief after hearing. And we believe God. It cometh from hearing his words. We get saved. We get born again. Be given a heavenly body.
Our
spirits while we're still on this world. We had to be closed in the heavenly bodies. Before we set off out this world.
For
we cannot go be there when we are naked spirits. According to 2 Corinthians 5:1 up to 3, he says this.
2 Corinthians 5:1.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Verse
2.
For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be closed upon with our house which is from heaven. Verse 3. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Yes. We are spirits. We have to unclothe this body. But before we unclothe it, we must have been clothed the body which goes to heaven. It's like of angels. That's why it's faith towards God. You believe our Lord Jesus Christ. You confess to be saved. You get born again. Getting born again involved be given a heavenly body. That when you clothe this, for you have to unclothe it. When you have a body which goes to heaven. There are many things you don't know of in this our journey of heaven. My journey and your journey. Journey of spirits of all creations. And most who hear the heavenly journey expect I'm going to speak a story to them, but I have a word of reconciliation, the holy book, the Bible.
What
explains this journey, all things how they are. But if you dare gotten out of this body, not yet believe Jesus is Lord, not confess salvation, not going to be born again, passing through baptism, water, spirit, and fire, you will not have a heavenly body. They have to give you a body of hell. When they put in it your spirit, you appear as a sack with bones packed in it, or a stick dried and it bends itself, and you're dragged by the angel of hell to take your spirit in hell, and you'll be there in the torments to the day of judgment. After you'll be judged, you'll be cast in the lake of fire, the everlasting death. All those reasons, Satan confused them. And he confused in the religions and the beliefs, even salvation.
He
put us on food of flesh and blood. And when we preach, those are what we are on. Spirits are perishing. Let me show you the body they will clothe you. If you refuse to repent all the sins, refuse to believe Jesus is Lord, you refuse to confess salvation, you refuse to get born again, to be given a heavenly body, when they will unclothe you from this body, that of death, they will give you the body of hell. They will drag, cast your spirit, your original in hell. The heavenly journey. It's my journey and your journey. Journey of all spirits. Spirits of all creations. Lamentation chapter 4. Lamentation chapter 4 verse 7.
Abakungu bali balongofu okusinga omuzira. Bali beru okusinga amata. Emibiri jabwe jasinga mayinja matu akavu okumyoka. Bali banyirivu nga safiro.
Her princes were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy than rubies. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their appearance was of sapphire. Verse
8. Tebamanyiwa mu nguudo. Eddiba lyabwe lyegase n'amagumba gaabwe. Likaze lifuuse ng'omuggo.
Their appearance is now blacker than coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin claves on their bones. It is withered. It has become like a dry stick. Yes. The heavenly body. Princes and your pure. As angels are. Now there are fallen angels. Those you call the aliens. You usually see them out there.
Yes,
that's the body involved, and the eyes are all protruded out. And the body is stiffened. You walk, you're all without form. You are all form, don't have form, bent. I would have told you much. Anytime I introduce summary of the heavenly journey, I've begun with summary concerning the heavenly journey. The heavenly journey, my journey and your journey.
Journey
of spirits of all creations. I'll first stop it there. That heavenly journey, my journey and your journey, it has the second session in it. It's the journey which removed us from above all the heavens. And our spirits were brought in heaven, and where they are gotten to be brought on this world. That is Psalms 90. That God, you were our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were, before you formed the things in the earth. We were above all the heavens, in the beginning and the end. In the new heavens and the new earth. When God for was so seen, He created heavens and earth which are today.
He
removed our spirits from above all the heavens. He packed them in the four living creatures. In the heavens, which is the second heaven. It's where they are gotten from today. They are brought on this world. But must move this journey, moving it from this earth again. Go back in the heavens, that is, and move from the heaven which is, we go back above all the heavens, the beginning and the end, where there's new heaven and the new earth, where we were the sons of God, and we were gods there. According to Psalms 82, in the verse
6,
all we shall keep get explained of them in God's worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda. The final work on this earth, revival, restoration of all things, to be known the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever. Let's wait for the next part of the heavenly journey. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.